The Naked Love Podcast from Premier Gospel.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Naked Love Podcast by Premier Gospel. Woo-hoo-hoo. Woo!
We're in season three, Kathy. Yes. We made it.
We made it, baby.
We made it.
We made it.
We made it. We're back, season three. And, you know, as we do, we get raw, mm-hmm. honest mm-hmm. about real love, tackling the big topics from a Christian perspective. That's yes. important. That's a very yes. important part. Remember, if you're thinking about it, we're what?
Talking about it.
Amen.
So, remember, you can listen back to season one and two on Premier.plus, and you can follow us on Instagram at Naked Love Pod. Now, my favorite part of the podcast is NL Street.
Woo! What we got this week?
This week on NL Street.
Oh, 10 sales this week. Not bad, not bad.
Yes, Jade, it's been a good month for business. Now put your phone down. Let's enjoy our dinner.
Yeah, sure. Just give me a minute. I just want to check one more thing.
Nope, that's enough now. I want to enjoy this lovely dinner with you. And I do not want to talk about business.
Oh my goodness. That's kind of hard, Jason. Look, we're running a business together. Between changing nappies and burping babies all day, I barely get a chance to talk to you.
Well, maybe we need to hire more staff that will take the load off you, and we can start using our quality time in the evenings for something more, you know, romantic.
I do not want more staff, Jason. I'm more than capable of running this business with you as your partner and your wife. We just need a better schedule.
Okay, then. So what do you suggest, boss?
Well, we could do 5 a.m. wake-up calls, do the romantic stuff in the morning, get it out of the way, and we could spend the evenings catching on the business.
Get it out of the way?
Don't be so dramatic, Jason. It will just be for a season.
More from NL Street next week.
The drama.
Dun, da, da, dun, da. So the question we are asking today, guys, is can we really mix business with pleasure? That's what they always say, isn't it? Don't mix business with pleasure.
Yes, and they're right.
No, I disagree.
They're right.
Completely disagree. I really feel like, you know, husband and wife, being a husband and wife, that is your ministry. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you should be able to, like, work on a project together, have things that you're aiming for together, not just within the household. If you have an actual project that you are working on, I just think that is so normal. Like, that should be given. Yeah,
but that's projects and fine, but actual business, 24/7, working with your spouse. Oh, just like Jason there, when do you switch off?
Yeah, then you would have to make time to switch
but
off.
But as you can see, he was trying to make
hold
time.
On. Listen, even in a normal family, mm. your kids with everybody there, it's hard to find that time to switch off anyway. No matter whether you're running a business together or just running the family household,
yeah.
you have to schedule in time to switch off and to have
but,
that time.
But when you're running a business, that becomes the main focus of the whole. Everything we talk about is going to be around business. We haven't got nothing independent to tell me. So if something happens at work, you already know about it. So I can't come home and tell you, oh, honey, this has happened at work and that's happened at work.
Yeah, but then even when you do, I'm in this boat, so I'm not giving any offense to anybody. But there's only so far that you can talk to with your partner about the stuff that happens at work if they're not in the same field.
That's fine.
They don't understand.
That's fine. But then you can
talk about...
But
then you're in the same business.
Nah,
you're like, yeah, this happened. Oh,
but
yeah,
then all your conversation becomes about work. It's boring. I like my wife, the fact that she goes to work, I go to work, and then we can speak a little bit about work, and then we're talking about something completely different instead of business. We can do a business together, but working together, I think, is a bit much. 24/7. And if you have a disagreement at home, that's gonna come in at work.
At work, that's true.
You can't, because I'm not talking about all women, but I know my wife ain't able to differentiate between work and home.
Yeah, if I'm angry at you at home, and if I'm angry with you from home,
yeah, I don't think she's gonna
just switch it off when I get to
work. Okay, we're at work now. Hello, baby. And we're gonna do over this and that. You can think that, but I don't see it working. But maybe you can make it. But me, no.
Interesting, because I do wonder, you know, is this the core for Christian couples? Like, you know, God always has a plan bigger than ourselves. You know, it's bigger than us. Like, you know, you see the scripture, you know, the husband, Ephesians 5:23, the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Do you know what I mean? Mm. His body and himself, Savior. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like, you know, we are not just called to be the head in our household. Yes, in our household, but I just feel like as Christians, we're called to make change in the world we are living in. We're in the world, not of the world. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So
we're called to stand out and make change in the world that we are living in. And who better to do that with than my husband?
Yeah, to a point. But I think we can have more impact independently. I think we can have more impact independently.
Well, you know what? Today we're actually going to be talking to a beautiful
Yeah, and let's see if
you
that
are living it.
Let me see how let's see how it. They get on with it.
Let's
see how they. So the question we're asking, can you mix business with pleasure? So me and Kathy can't answer that question, but we have joining us today, we have the lovely Heavenly and David. David's lovely as well. David's lovely as well. Got to put it in there. Our dynamic Christian couple helping us to shape the music industry here in the UK.
Yes. And Hevelyn is a member of the gospel trio Shekinah. And they have been involved in music for over 10 years, which is amazing. Leading and directing choirs that have performed before thousands, including the royal family. That's big. That's amazing.
And her partner in life and business is David. He's part of the award-winning group, The Composers. Four men who have redefined Afrobeats and live music, sharing the stage with some of the biggest names. Now I'm going to try and say this name.
Ashake.
You have to help me out here. You Nigerians and Ghanaians have to help me out. So how do I say?
Ashake.
Ashake. Did I say that right?
You
said that right. Was that good? Was that good? Davido.
Yeah, you know what? You can say his name anyway.
That's easy. That's easy. Davido, that one. Davido. Sakade.
Yeah.
That was that close.
Sakode.
Sakode. You know, you said it better. I think you said it.
We have a Lord in heaven. This one's T.Y. Savage. Is that right?
Yeah.
And I can do this one. Ed Sheeran, mate.
Yeah.
I can do that one there. This power couple are here sharing their wisdom on being married, raising their gorgeous sons
and daughter,
and running a business together.
Yes,
you are busy, man.
You guys are very, very busy. Wow. I'm so happy.
I appreciate that intro. Wow, that was very nice.
Yes. Well, thank you for being here. So good to see you guys.
Thank you for having us.
And I guess the first question we just want to ask is, what is it like being a couple working together in the music industry?
It's a very interesting dynamic. But I feel like we've been able to create a dynamic between us that genuinely works. You know, people always say, you know, you need a bit of space sometimes, especially like when going to work. It's almost like an escape.
Hallelujah.
It's almost an escape. But I think when we do come together, me and Ev, we found a great dynamic between us.
I don't think it's not easy. I definitely see why people say don't do it. But I think it's taken learning and a lot of preparation. Like one thing that we were speaking about the other day is there's so many things that we've been put through that probably has led us to where we are now. And I do think it was God's way of preparing us, because for some reason he wants us to work together.
And I think
it's like through the, especially even over the past couple of months, it's almost been confirmed that he wants us to work together. And we had the questions, should we be working together? Does it put a strain on our relationship? But I think over the years we've worked together in so many different dynamics, places, projects where you're leading, that's a bit easier because he's and as a man he can lead, he can do what he wants. Projects where I'm leading, where sometimes that can be a little bit harder, sometimes the dynamic can be a little bit harder. We've had to learn, realize what we like, what we don't like, and recently I think we're finding the balance. I don't know if we're all the way there yet.
We're definitely fine.
We're finding the balance, but that
sounds good. So you said challenges. So what have you found challenging with your individual careers since getting married? Is it hard to kind of navigate your both your individual careers and then working together collectively?
I mean, I think what is challenging for me, I would say more so, is family. Like, so I know it's not necessarily in terms of when we're working together, but like when I'm away, I think that's one of the hardest things to kind of like balance. With the nature, for those who don't know, for the nature of my job, travel a lot.
That is a challenge. I won't say it's not. It's definitely a challenge. But again, a blessing is our family. I was mentioning support. Like, you won't be able to do this without support. Mm. Again, I don't know if it's that I just try and see the blessings in things, but I'm recently on maternity as well. Mm-hmm. So being on maternity means I'm trying to find a way to balance it all, because it was definitely really hard when I went back to work. So I had to go back to work before I gave birth to my daughter. Mm. And that was really hard because David's got work, I've got work. And he found us like sort of, there was one day, I think it was the first day I went back to work, and our son was sick. So both of us have got work to do. Jeez. What are we doing now? So it's like, and that was really tough actually. It was one point where it's like, okay, when they say it's really hard with kids and stuff like that, it's like, that was a moment. It was like, he was so ill. Who doesn't go? Do I go? Do I stay with him? Does David stay? Who? We both need to be somewhere. So it's just finding the balance and the dynamic of that. But at the same time, God gives you grace. And
so what did you do in that situation? I'm sitting there going, are you going to give me the solution? What's going on?
What did we actually... So I think the fact that it was my first day back at work. Yeah. So I went to work.
Okay.
It wasn't easy, but I went to work. And then the next day, I didn't go to work.
Okay, so you stayed at home, David. Yeah, okay, right. Okay. Yeah, the first day. Okay.
Oh my gosh, that must have been so.
It was really hard.
Must have been so hard, because it's like the first day back as well. Yeah, it was. And these babies, sometimes I feel like they time these things. Of all the days you could have been sick, or
and it was like a really. And anyway, you can imagine like the mum guilt, like being at work.
Yeah.
And
you already feel bad for leaving them.
Do you know what I mean? Am I saying that work is more important than my child? Like, there were so many questions that were going through my head. But then it's like, I also know that I'm going back to work to come on to leave again. Like, I don't want to disappoint work. Like, there's so many different facets. So I think you're saying, how have you found like work and
it's
tough. Yeah. Tough.
Thank you for being honest.
Some people come and say, it's okay, it's all good. No.
Keep it real, man. That would be another situation again if it happens. So it's tough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are the pros and cons of working in the same industry? Is it, you know, because you're both musicians, you both have your own individual, you know, you're a member of Shekinah, you're composers.
Mm-hmm. Well, one pro most definitely is the understanding that she has of this industry. This industry can be very hard to understand if you're not a part of it.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can almost look like it's a hobby. So there's not a lot of respect put on it, like in that sense, you know, because music.
From people outside of it. Yes.
So, like, even sometimes there's this whole debate, obviously, it's not, we need to do this topic, but there's this whole other debate of like 9-to-5ers versus those who, you know, work for themselves / are
full time
musicians. Full time, or, you know, like the creatives and that type of world. Mm. It's that. So I think there's that whole mindset of like, why can't you just take this time off, or why can't you so sometimes when I'm even going away, people surrounding him sometimes can even look at him and be like, ah, like, can't he, you know, not
should be here?
Like, can't he you know, but if I don't go, I'm also not getting paid as well. So
exactly.
My work in that sense. But then also some people forget how much free time I do also get, and that's a privilege in what I do as well, being a creative. So going back to the pro, I think it's most definitely her understanding that kind of lifestyle in the same breath.
It's hard.
Hard
here. Yeah. How do you guys deal with that? How do you guys
no, I mean, yeah, like, see, what one thing that
you do? I want to hear this.
I put it across most of my social media platforms now. One thing that you can do is this is good advice for couples out there, especially those who, you know, travel a lot and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is creating a private story. So literally, there's only one person on that story.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So I've got a whole different, like, I've got my normal story that everyone sees.
Yeah.
Then I've got another story, which is like private for like the closer friends. Mm-hmm. I've got one, which is literally just for my wife. You know what I mean? So
that is lovely.
I think that helps as well, because I think one thing that we used to struggle with when you would travel is, okay, so going back to it, I think me and David, Shekinah and the composers came together before me and David were even So with that being said, it made it, that actually helped, because I've been able to know David as the worker before he was my husband.
Yeah.
I will not lie, when we got together, I almost forgot that I knew you before. I knew you as a worker.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
we had that's some bumps.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. There were, yeah.
And then we've been able. I've had to take a step back and be like, your husband goes to work. When he used to go to work, he didn't have to think about his wife. Mm. It sounds. Crazy to women sometimes, or even to me sometimes, like that. Obviously, if I'm there, I had to see it as, if you're not here at work, he's able to focus just on work. Mm. When you come, now he has to think about work and wife. How would I feel if my son was here at work? I'm not able to work. If as an extension of that, because I've also got to think about you. So I think through the years, I've had to differentiate between when it's work time and family time.
Okay.
And that is, it can be hard, because it could be simple things like, he's much more respected in the industry that I am.
Mm.
I'm his wife, but I'm his colleague. So if they're going to respect a manager versus a supervisor or something like that, or if there's different requirements for those, I can't feel like I'm entitled because I'm at work now. Mm. I have to respect the fact that he's at work and you're at work as well. So just separate home from that. And that's been a challenge. Not even a challenge, it's just like a light bulb moment, I'd say. Or I wouldn't say it was a challenge, but like a light bulb moment, and being able to understand that. But the private story really, really helps, because I used to sometimes, he'd be away. He just came back from a whole month. He was away for a month.
Oh, anyway, nice.
America. We had a tour with
Divido.
Yeah, so like if he's busy, like in the day, he can't tell me this and that. And sometimes you can just get in your feelings like, oh, I don't know what you're doing. But with his story, it's easy. You just thingy, he's here. It's like, oh, this is nice. It's
okay. Like, I feel like you're there. Yes, yeah. That's really, really nice. Nice.
So, yeah, I think that's been
a lot of work though, isn't it?
It is a lot of work.
Because I'm saying you got three stories that you're trying to be keeping up. Yeah. And remembering which one you're sending this one to and all
of that. The wife's one is the most important.
It's more work. I think it's more work to be texting me. It's more work to be calling me. And I think we've also come to the realization that I do need something.
Of course.
This is the easiest thing.
Yeah.
Because you always kind of want to snap. Like, with the type of people that we love. Like, my phone got so many memories.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just share that with.
Yeah.
But it is a lot of fun. Like, I won't even take it away.
Three stories, I'm thinking, I have problems with one. You know how long it takes me to post one thing, much less three stories. My wife will be waiting till all next year.
So tell me what happened when you posted to the wrong one.
So, no, it wasn't nothing crazy. Yeah. I think it was literally just a message to her. So I was like, oh, yeah, my baby.
Oh, you was giving it, just put it out there. Yeah. And he sent it to the boys.
This is even worse. It's not everyone.
Oh, no.
But I think luckily it was one of her close friends. Saw it first and messaged me. She was like, sorry. And I was like, oh.
I thought you sent it to the boys, because the boys ain't saying nothing. They be screenshotting that, say, yeah, later on. Look at this.
Have a boy.
Wow, that is funny. Yeah. Thank God. I mean, it's so nice to hear. And I think, Evelyn, it's so nice to hear you say, like, actually, I do need something.
Yeah.
And also at the same time, also respecting his authority in the workplace. Yeah, that look, it's different, we're indifferent. Like, that takes a lot of humility. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And I think because, you know, Forbes, I can't remember which year, from 2016, it says, you know, that is the main trouble that a lot of couples face. The fact that separating work from home and the fact that you are hyper aware. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? To say, like, look, he's at work, yeah, we're, you know, we've got our dynamic at home, but when we're at work, we're at work.
Yeah.
That's super, super, yeah.
What made you come to that realization? Because not many people get that. Even now, it could be in the business for 20, 30 years, they still don't get that realization, so.
Do you know what? I will give a lot to David's bandmates as well.
Okay.
Like I said beforehand, obviously we were just friends. All of us were just very, very close friends. And then in marriage, obviously I became a wife and just like that. And then, but they still have been brothers and they're so very nice. Real. So they're also married as well. So we have so many conversations and hearing it, I think sometimes boys chat is interesting to listen to from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So hearing it and understanding how hard it is sometimes for them. And then remembering that I used to work with them.
Mm.
How would I have felt if maybe a girlfriend came over and she's just being really, can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this? Or how would I feel if my son, and I've got to think about feeding him. Now I have to think about this and I have to think, I can't focus on what it is that I'm meant to at work. So I think it was just a penny. I'm not even going to say it was anything. It must have been God or a revelation because I don't know what it was. And I think we recently, it's been a long time since we've been on like a, on one of your gigs together. And I think it just, I just really enjoyed watching him be at peace. It just sounds weird. But yeah, it's got to work and just like be in your element. And it's nice just being like a fly on the wall kind of, and just do what you've got to do and then do what you've got to do. So yeah.
That's nice. That sounds all nice, isn't it?
Sounds nice.
That's why you could. That's why your name is Heavenly. That's why. Now I know why mommy saw it. She said, yep.
And I just want to ask about like the difficulties, because, you know, being on tour, being a man, you know, what is that like? Because, you know, and he just came on tour back with David Doe. Do you know what I mean?
We know David Doe's reputation.
The number one key thing, especially for married men.
Spit some wisdom.
Come on, bro.
Married Christian men. It's simple. Bible says,
just flee from temptation.
Go. Just go. And just don't look back.
100%. Don't take that lightly. I fully understand why it says flee and not entertain.
Don't entertain.
Or,
yeah.
Like, you can stand your... No. Like, it says it in the word. Like, he's taken our burdens. So, literally, we don't have to stand there trying to say it because... The flesh is weak.
Yeah.
Like, but the word says it, the flesh is weak. It is so true. Like, I've seen it in 5K with some other guys.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, like, literally, you're in an environment that, you know, is toxic or you don't need to be in it. Just step away.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time, in settings where it's like, oh, yeah, we're going here or we're doing this, if I know I don't need to be there, I'd rather just call it a night, go home. Like I said, jump on a private story.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, I'm home.
Yeah,
especially with time zones as well. So
time zones are crazy.
It's stuff like that. Just fleeing away.
I like that. I like that. I think that's so important to hear because a lot of the time you do feel like, no, I'm fine. Like, I love my wife. Nothing will happen. Or the wife might be like, no, I love my husband. Nothing. Because let's not act like it's only men. Do you know what I mean? Because women get tempted
as well. Of course.
And, you know, it's for all of us. And I love the verse that says, you know, beware he who thinks he is standing, lest he falls. Because that is when you think you're standing.
It's when you think you're cool.
No, nothing could ever touch me. No, I'm cool.
I'm strong.
Like, beware. So I love that he said flee. And the Bible just said flee. Run, like run, leave your jacket behind, like Joseph.
Yeah. Just go, and don't look back.
100%.
Don't look back.
I think even just to add to David's point as well, reassurance has helped a lot as well. So like on, it's hard. Mm-hmm. Let me just be so real. It's a music industry.
Yeah.
The music industry is, everybody knows what the music industry is like. But then that's where you work. And I think something as well that has helped me. I don't know, actually. I'm not sure if you think this, but I've had to realize or really appreciate his efforts. I've had to really appreciate his efforts because I think for a long time, I would think, I'm your wife. And it's true. I am your wife. And you do have to be. But then at the same time, I think I forget how hard sometimes it can be in certain situations. So I think it's appreciating each other, both of us in that same sense, and commending us for our resilience. Because I think if I don't do that sometimes, or if we don't do that sometimes to each other, it just comes, our efforts go unnoticed. And I think that can breed more resentment and breed certain situations. So it's just really trying to get into your mind and be like, it's hard. Like, and then again, having his bandmates who are also my friends, they're very real. They're very real about what it is that they see, what it is that can be around them.
Yeah.
Situations that they could have got themselves into. So it's about really understanding what it is that you're in and then appreciating the fact that you try not to be in that. And then also, like you said, just fleeing. Like, anybody.
Run. Or run. Anybody hearing this, run.
But it's not easy.
I like the bit where he says commending, because you know what? Yeah. If you don't do that, the only time you actually speak about it is when you're nagging
when
or complaining or something.
When something bad has already happened.
So it's always just a negative. So it's never like, you know,
Thank you for going home. I know there's a party going on. I know you could be out with the boys and but a lot of people need to do that more.
That is true.
I'm saying that to my is my wife listening? Oh, just I'm just saying it, just putting it out there, you know what I mean? Must be listening like but put me on blast like that.
That's so interesting. And we have like part of our podcast that is called NL Street, and it's all about, you know, there's like a couple and they go through different scenarios. And one of the scenarios that they've gone through this week is literally finding quality time for each other outside of working together. How do you guys navigate that? Like, obviously, I know you travel a lot, but when you are back in town, like, how do you guys navigate, okay, time for business, time for our special time, time for family time, how do you guys navigate that?
I think the first thing is intention. I think learning intention, especially as a man, I think one thing is when it comes to quality time, especially, it's not on the forefront of our minds. Providing for my family, making sure bills are paid, making sure, you know, what have you got? You've got this, you're good. All right, cool. Then you must be good.
Yeah.
But then after we forget about, you know, the emotive side and, you know, that side of things. And like you said, quality time and just really tapping into our partner's love language. And I think that's something I've definitely had to learn over the couple of years, you know, because like I've just said, I was reading that type. I was like, yeah, okay, so listen, I bought this for you, I've made sure this is fine, da, 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 da. And then she said the words, initially said, which is intention. And when I really started to understand that, it's like, okay, it's genuinely taking time to say, what can I do to, you know, speak to that love language. And when I actually started doing that, doing things intentionally, she can even ask you now, every time, for instance, when I'm away, first thing I do, what can I get from duty free, or, you know, what can I get from my wife? And then when I'm landing, I'm like, okay, cool. Before anything, I'm like, do you want to go, let's go out, let's you know, let's spend some time together, let's do it. Because I always know that, you know, my next outing is literally not far, so the first thing I'm always thinking is,
that's nice, man. You're putting me to shame.
Honestly, are you listening?
I wanted to add to that though, because another thing with I used to get quite upset. Like, girl, you don't spend time. You're always away. You're always this, blah, blah, blah.
But I think that's every man. We live in the same country, and I feel like that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, we're not doing anything together.
I get that all the time.
But one thing that we realize as well is lean into each other's strengths. So David's not necessarily the one that is going to piece together the best day, if that makes sense. And that's okay. Like, he might not be able to do that. So I think I just had to get used to, right, well, he might say something like, okay, fine, let's do something from this day. And then maybe I'll just be the one that plans what I want to do.
That's nice.
And it just works out like that. And sometimes that could be like, yeah, we all would love one day that you just plan everything from top to bottom. That's great. But above that, I want quality time. So yeah, David might be like, okay, this thing you're doing, what do you want to do? And then we'll just, I don't mind planning it. So I think that was also another thing, just finding out everyone's strengths, because he's got a strength in maybe something else, I've got a strength in something different. So and then also, actually, for the first time, he went away for a month, and I got to join him out there with the other ladies and their and their husbands as well. So that was nice, being able to join you and actually come, because I've never been away when you work, so like, you know, fly the wall that way, that was nice as well. That's really, really recent, the first time we've actually done it, so
And I think people underestimate, you know, sometimes men, I feel like, think that it has to be something huge and elaborate. Like you being a fly on the wall, like, it's like, I'm part of your day, I'm part of your experience. And that is really lovely. Like, it doesn't have to be huge.
It didn't even have to be there. Literally, let's just watch a film, man.
I think
that's what his biggest downfall is. You think that you have to do something so huge, elaborate, so big. It's like, no, you don't.
Exactly.
I know, man.
I think it is a male thing, and we love that. We love that you want to put the effort in. But if it means that you wanted to do something huge means we don't do anything for a whole year. Rather than us doing something small once a month.
Yeah.
I know which one I want. You know what I mean? Because we want you at the end of the day. We want our men. We want our partners, you know? So.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that. That was me. You're planning, and it's like, before you know it, there's 6 months ago. So now it's just little dinner dates. Just go to a little drink. Just stuff like that. Just those little things like that.
We love that.
But I said to my wife, that's your thing. That's not my thing. So you should be planning it, really, because that's your thing. It's not really my thing.
It's not my thing. This is the conversation that we had.
That's not my thing.
He doesn't like doing these things.
I can do it, but I don't think that way. My brain doesn't. You are thinking about it, so plan it. I'll just tell me what date and I'll be there.
I hear that, but I like the little happy medium you guys have got. Because if you come and say, look, I want to take you out on this day, where should we go? Do you know what I mean? I have to think of where to go, I have to make the time, I have to do this, I have to do that. I just want to hear from you that, I want to spend time with you.
There we go.
You know?
So I do that, but most of the time I say to my wife, just plan. Mm. I'm available. Or next week, Thursday, let's go and do something. And then you just fill in the gaps.
Because
if you're going to ask me to do it, go sit in the park.
And what I would say, because I know not everybody listening to this podcast will be married, so sorry if we're excluding the singles out here. Everything is good to listen to. But what I think is important is that when you are single, or when you're dating, or when you're courting and you're meeting the person that you want to spend time with, like building those habits and not letting go of them. Because once you do get married, that complacency can set in. Once you get kids, obviously they become a priority. And do you know what I mean? And so it is very easy for you to just let those things go. And something I had to say to my husband was, because when we had the kids, he gets really stressed when we go out with the boys. Like, he's just like, oh, it's so stressful. And then they start crying, he's like, oh my goodness. But I'm like, whatever we let become the norm now, like if we just say, oh, they're young, let's not go out with them at all.
It will become normal, and we will never ever go out even when they're older, even when they can.
So I'm just like, let's just make an effort. And we literally did this thing, 7 days, like I called it the adventure week. We went out every day for 7 days. We went somewhere different every day. Again, it was me that planned it. It was me that planned it. But literally he went from like hating going out with the kids to actually being able to bear it.
Okay.
And I would say loving it. We're not there yet.
Was that the video that you sent when he was chasing him around the park?
Oh, I can't remember.
There was one when he was chasing him around the park.
Yeah, but literally, he just had to do it. We just had to do it several times. And then you'd be like, okay, it's not the end of the world if he cries in a restaurant. Other people know that children exist. And they're allowed to be in a restaurant. He will cry, he will stop. And so it just helped us realize, oh, you know. And then literally, it was a while. We went to a friend's birthday party on Saturday. And it had been a while since we'd gone out together. And then it felt really stressful again. Because that time had passed. But it was like, hold on. Even for the boys, when they're used to going out, they're not going to throw a tantrum when they're in a group full of people. So it's better, beneficial for everybody. I feel like, just, you know, don't let certain things slip as much as you can. Obviously, having a baby, having kids, having, you know, being married, life happens. You know, there's no judgment or anything, but it's just like, okay, how can we just keep going, things going bit by bit as much as we can?
I agree.
Spending time is important. Falling in love with your partner, dating again, as we call it, dating. Dating again.
One thing I just wanted to ask, you guys alluded to the fact that you guys think you're definitely meant to work together now. Do you guys feel like it's a calling?
Yeah.
100%. And tell us more about that.
Okay. It was a bit hard at first, because I think we're both creatives and both respectively like leaders in a sense. So when we came together, I think playing keys and I'm doing the back end stuff. So that was a bit hard. So when she's telling me stuff, I'm finding it hard to receive it.
Yeah.
I might be a bit cheeky. She's snappy, then we get back home and then we're not talking. But then what kept happening is like we just kept on being put in the same spaces. Like whether it was, you know, kind of composers, whether it was heavy doing choir stuff and, you know, I'm playing or whatever, we kept being put in the same spaces over the years. But what's funny is it's only really this year that I really felt, you know, like you need to do this together, you know. So we got our own business studio, actually, with MFH, which is Melodies from Heaven.
Lovely.
It's kind of a play of our word. Our names.
Yes.
And so we kind of started that Hebs on Stephen's. Yeah, that's this is her baby. Like, this is her baby. But like I said, recently it's like we've just been really put together. So for instance, last week we've done I think two or three shows together.
Nice.
Just like that. We were speaking on just how the trajectory of this whole thing that MFH and what we're trying to do. And literally a few days ago, she's had a meeting with someone that's just basically put everything into mad perspective. It's like, wait, this is what we were talking about. And now, you know, you cut seeing and it's looking like...
She's really, yeah.
Wow. You know,
I think it's been a bit weird to come to like to comprehend, but I think and somebody could say, oh, whatever, you're being over spiritual, but I don't believe in being over spiritual. Anything is spiritual, you know.
Yes, that's true.
But like genuinely, like those points where I'd turn around and I'd be like, I'd say something to him, we've got to think. I was just thinking about like the kids, like what do we do? Yeah. Taking something like that, and then next day, question or an answer or just comes here, and it's like,
wow,
this is why you were meant, you've been put into the headspace, you have to start thinking about this. Or I'd say, how are we going to do this, or how are we going to do that? Next day, question answered.
Wow.
And it's not like, I think it's so scary when you do ask good questions, you don't sometimes expect the answer to be an answer.
Yeah.
And when God's very intentional, but not once, not twice, not three, like,
yes,
it's like, oh, okay, you're really trying to tell us something now.
Yeah.
So that's the space that we're in right now. It's just like God showing us signs, like, listen, here, or think about this, or opportunity here. Or I literally had said to him, I want this. 2 days later, that came in my lap.
Wow.
But
wow,
in the weirdest way. I read, I think it was Isaiah 58, but it kept what it was basically in a weird way saying is just do right, or in essence there's so many different things that I got from it, but it's like, seek the kingdom first, just do the right thing.
That's
yes,
right.
And I will guide you. And I just had this sort of vision, which was of God holding my hand, but I've got a blindfold on.
Yeah.
And he's holding my hand. He's the one that's pulling me. And you know, if David's pulling me and I've got a blindfold on, there might be like a little blocky, so I might stumble or I might like trip a little bit.
Yeah.
But God is holding my hand and just pulling us. And I think this is by God's grace, David's been, this is actually their 10 years of composers.
Wow, congratulations.
And, yeah, 10, like literally, I think today.
Wow, whoop.
Yeah,
28th of the 8th today.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Today is genuine. I don't find it. I spoken to Chantel and said we're going to do it on the 28th. I didn't realize it was the, I think this is another one way of God telling me. We're talking about working together and on the 28th. God is just telling you, listen, I think you guys can really, really do it. But there's been stumbling blocks, but 10 years ago we said we was going to do this and God has just been guiding us. I first came in, I've met a musician. Then I'm starting choirs. I did that before. Then after, when we got together, this is my destiny helper that can help me do the things that it is that we was meant to do.
Exactly.
So that's the step that we took there. Then we had our little bumps when we're working together. You guys have to get through that. We get through it. You don't work with each other for a while. Then we work with each other for a while. And then we're in a different place again. And I don't think it's easy to work with each other. But I think because we really have like a call from God that he's telling you that you guys have to do it, it gives us that assurance and we're just going to really try and make it work.
Wow.
So, yeah.
How long have you guys been married?
3 years.
Oh, congratulations, man.
Nice. We got married in COVID.
Yeah. We had 30 people at our wedding.
Yeah.
So you lot are shining light for another generation, because this is going to be a dynamic that's going to happen. There's a lot more musicians and people around, so working together, because I couldn't work in my wife.
But I also think it's beautiful, and you alluded to something that we are meant to be our helpers, our destiny helpers. And I really believe that.
I love that.
Because I feel like a husband and wife are supposed to encourage each other. For me, it just makes sense working together. Me and my husband don't work together on anything now, but that's something I would love. It's really on my heart.
Does he want to though? Maybe he's praying against that prayer.
But you know, I'm sure if we had, you know, if we had something to work on, we would do it well. But
I just think
it just makes sense. We are husband and wife. Mm. We're supposed to, you know, even the family, like it's supposed to, for God's kingdom to be glorified to on earth. Mm. Like, why wouldn't he want us to build something together? Mm. Do you know what I mean? We're building a family, yes, but why wouldn't God want us to build something to glorify him on earth, you know, for everybody to see. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, it just makes sense to me. So I just really want to commend you guys. Like, well done, because it isn't easy. You guys, I love the fact that you guys have been honest, you've been real, but you're persevering through it. And once God has said it, God has said it. Do you know what I mean? He's calling us without repentance, you know. Amen. So just keep going. I just want to say thank you guys. Like, you. Well done.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. I love it, man. Raise those two children. Have fun.
So thank you guys. Thank you very, very much. So guys, everyone listening, we definitely want to promote Melodies of Heaven.
Come on.
How do we follow you guys on social media? How do we, you know?
We are Melodies from Heaven, and that is MELODEES from Heaven. On Instagram, on TikTok, we are MFHXTAC, which is the Anthem Choir, which is a baby that is has come from Melodies from Heaven. So yeah, follow us. We're just walking with God, letting God lead.
Amen.
That blindfold on.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys so much. We're just going to do a little closing prayer. Heavenly Father, we say thank you so much. Thank you so much for this podcast. Thank you for all of the wisdom that has been shared. Thank you for all of the love that has been shared. I'm just so inspired by Heavenly and David, Lord God. We just say, bless them, bless their marriage, bless their ministries, bless their work, the work of their hands, Heavenly Father. We just pray, Lord God, that for everybody in this situation, you know, wanting to either work with their spouse or perhaps already working with their spouse and finding it hard, we just pray, Lord God, for your strength to persevere, Heavenly Father, and your strength to fulfill the callings that you have on our lives, Heavenly Father. Thank you for giving us these people and those who are still searching for their person, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, it would be the right person, Lord God, that you have declared, that you have chosen, Heavenly Father. We just pray for all of the Christian businesses, all of the Christian couples, all of the Christian marriages, Lord God, to just rise up and take their place in this society, Heavenly Father, because we need more of us, more of us, more of us, more of us. And we say thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.